Okay, today's daf is Daf Yud Bet, and we begin still the bottom Yud Aleph Amud Bet. It says, "Debei Rav Yanei Amri Ad Shlosha Avikim Ki Bekise or Kikise or Bekise," and that's saying when it comes to this ladder, the Mitzri one, the more kavua, heavier one we were describing, that if it's only got three rungs, it has a din of a chair. And the question is, for what purpose? So Amar Rav La, we actually saw this back in Sechta Shabbos. Arranged slightly differently. But Amar Rav La b'shem de Rav Yanei le'inyan tumah ditamrit. That's for laws of tumah, and there we explained it. The le'inyan tumah was for tumat midras. If you remember that there's if you've got a mattress, a chair, things that are specifically designed for sitting or lying upon, and a zav sits on it, turns that object or the chair into an avatumah. So if it's got three rungs, has a din of a chair, and therefore it can be considered acceptable tumat midras. Otherwise, if it's rung above, it's like a normal kli, and it would, I guess, if it wasn't mamash kavu or fixed or things like that, then it would be a normal kli. It would be a rishon latumah, for example. fine. The Pnei Moshe has a different pshat here, what it means for a chair, but we'll continue. Now, the other understanding is no. Rav Chizkiya says b'shem debei Rav Yanei l'inyan chazak chazakot itamrit. So if you remember, we talked about that Sulam Mitzri has a since it's kavua, it's fixed, it's big, it would have a chazaka. Meaning, again, however we explain the chazaka, let's just take one way, it was there for 3 years, then its use or its place in the chatzar is assumed to be have had permission to do so, when he, and the other occupants in the shared chatzar can't prevent him from keeping it there. But the flip side is also true, meaning they can, if it's earlier on, they can object to its presence there. So that would be only if it's more than three rungs. If it's less than three rungs, it's still movable, it's just a chair, so there's no chazaka associated with that. However, the final pshat is that Rav Yossi b'shem Rav Yanai says, no, what's a three-rung distinction between a chair and a ladder? That is l'inyan shabbat itamrit. Meaning, once it's too big, then you wouldn't be able to move it, it's kavu, it's kind of muktzah. If it's less than that, it's still a movable object, and therefore it's considered a chair. Okay, that closes off that piece regarding this sulam. Now, Amrav Shalom el b'chatzer, aval b'... We've got gagot, but the Maharal explains it as being ginot, afilu l'ma'ala me'arbot me'akvo. So let me explain this according to the Maharal. Let's read it inside. He says, El b'chatzer shepotcho. Now, here we're talking about making this the windows, in terms of when is a window, when would a window be an issue of, like, that people could object to the presence of the window. If it was there for a while, it would be considered having a chazakah. So it says, Shapotcho. We're talking about when you're opening this door, Shapotcho, if you're opening even your friends, then Afilu, it would be Afilu Lamala, even above Arba Amot, would be he can ma'akev. So let me just explain what this means. It says, Vatan, when you're talking about, in other words, if that's a window overlooking a chatzer and it's above Dalad Amot, someone's not going to be so chutzpah, he says, to stand up on a chair and say, peek in and spy on his on the friend. It wouldn't be an invasion of privacy, provided the window wasn't in, like, easy access to look into the neighborhood, the neighbors. When it's above for Dalad Amot, that's quite high, nearly 2 meters. That people can't literally see through derech chalon the chatzer. Im lo la'amod al eizeh davar, then lo chatzer finish. If this window is lamata midalad amot, kal yachol istakel, then he can ma'akev alav. He can object to the presence of that window being there. Okay, aval beginner, when it comes to a garden, not a chatzer, lo shayach haitaim edol chatzer finish. You don't have that reason that person not so chutzpah to stand up on a chair and peek through the window. She'ein the balagina sham tashmish kavua, because the balagina doesn't really use that space. So, like, on a regular basis, it's just there to grow his crop. The enu bosh listakel, therefore, this neighbor who's put the window in, he's not going to be embarrassed to listakel, to peek through. And that's a problem. Sha'ain mazikla zrain. That it's not just a privacy thing, it's an inyan of, like, even just the looking into it. It's the Gemara, or the Maharal explains the Gemara to mean that even just looking into the neighbor's field can actually impact his crop. Okay, that it's like, I'm not sure if you refer to an ayin hara or something like along those lines, but it's not, if the Gemara Bava Metzia says it's not right in the person's field to start observing and looking into the person's field when it's fully grown, because that could cause a damage. So that's what the Gemara is saying now. Sorry, what the Gemara is saying is this, if you like, this heter to have a window that's above Dalat Amot if onto a chatzer, because all chatzer finish, and therefore the neighbor can't complain. It's only for a chatzer, but a gina, even if it's very high up, it's going to be a problem. That's the sugya in a nutshell. Okay, now Shama Rav Oshaya, which is presumably the same as Rav Oshaya, says Vave Boshlein was upset. Amar Ani Amri, I said the Shmaita, but Lo Amar Nuah Mishmi, but they didn't say it in my name. Lo Amru Ela Bechatzer, the whole din that Bechatzer, I will begin not afilu lemalim and Abar Amot Ma'akvo. Like we've said, if it's above Dalat Amot, it'll be a problem. Okay, this is the next piece. This is now Halacha Tet. Aziz. Now, aziz is some sort of projection. I always, when I looked at the Mishnah, I thought someone like built like bricks sticking out from the wall, like in a small shelf type of thing. However, the way the Maharal explains it here, it says Rosh Korah Bolet Mina Aliyah LeChatzer. So, if you can imagine, people built like an upper floor, and there are cross beams to support it, and it's those beams themselves that project beyond the wall of the house. Still projection, but I was just the origins of it. That's what it was new to me. And they're kind of useful. You can hang things. You can put things on it. It's like a shelf. So, what the Mishnah is saying here is Ad Tefach Yesh Lo Chazaka V'Yacholim Chot. Meaning, if it's a tefach, so it's a significant amount, it's jutting into the chatzer, then you could have issues of a chazaka. Meaning, once again, if there was no objections, he can they can't and they then he has a chazaka for its usage, its place in the chatzer. I mean, again, if it's over 3 years or a long period, a short period of time, again, whatever the perushim were, and then for neighbors wouldn't be able to, if you like, build against it or obstruct it. However, the flip side as well is because it's such a projection. That if it's someone if someone builds in that way, that neighbors can object and say it's sticking too far out into the chatzer. You've got to cut it back. Okay, this is again earlier than the chazaka period. However, pachomitefach, if it's less than a tefach, this is just a small little indent, like projection from the building, and therefore it's not considered anything. So in lo chazaka, he has no chazaka from his presence being there, and also they cannot object. In lo chot. Okay, listen to the Gemara. Ziz al tefach yesh lo chazaka b'cholei. That's from Mishnah. The Gemara says. Rav La says b'shem Rav Yanai, ziz hayotze tefach, motzio et at afilu kama, limshoch kama. So what this means is, the way the Marfuda explains it, let's say you've got a chazaka to go out a certain amount, let's say, dalet amot, got the chazaka, and if it's only a tefach wide, you can expand, you can widen it to be the same depth as this projection goes. Once you've got a chazaka that way, you can sort of widen it and expand it in that way, but sounds like proportional, so up to being square orientation, if you like. You can show inside. It says, "Zibotzo gam says basically. Okay. Now the next line, Natan baroshaya b'cholek beitol, is another one of these cases where the Mishnah is kind of, I wouldn't say placed in the wrong place, but this line it refers to the Mishnah that's we're about to learn. So let's learn that. And I'll come back to when it's relevant, even though we could probably place it immediately after the Mishnah. Let's continue. So, lo yiftach adam chalotav lechatzar shutafim, that someone is not allowed to open up extra windows onto a shared courtyard. Again, privacy issues, let's call it that, in short. Lakach bayit b'chatzar, let's say you buy a chatzar acheret, lo yiftach lechatzar shutafim. So, let's say you buy a house in a different chatzar that backs onto chatzar shutafim. You can't now open up a window onto the other chatzar. Okay? Similar ideas. Okay, fine. Again, now there is Mishum Hezekriya. Hezekriya, we've been loosely explaining is like a lack of privacy, again, it could also actually be literally Hezek. We've sort of alluded to that. We just saw with the back when Bava Metzia. Fine. The Gemara says now, Lakach bayit b'chatzer acheret lo yiftach lechatzar shutafim. Sorry, we just explained. Let's continue. Bena aliyah. If someone built an aliyah, it's an upper floor, literally an attic, but an upper floor in a house. Al gabei beito. Lo yiftachenu lechatzer shutafim. Well, you can't make an opening onto the chatzer itself. Well, why? Because now you're increasing more traffic within the chatzer. Okay, you imagine like in these apartment blocks where they start adding extra floors, suddenly there's more traffic going through the front doors and foot traffic or lift usage or whatever you want to explain. So you cannot do that. It says you can make
So
renovations now.
it's
You can't do
because of
that.
RIA. No, are you sure? Because normally I would say it's because of RIA. You from on top, it's easier to look down and see what's going on.
Well, then you can say I won't open any windows. But even if without any windows, still you can't. Right? It says I'll show you here. The
I said
Marfuda
opening.
says,
I know what you're referring to. What means opening here? If it's not
like
a window,
another entrance,
how are you gonna have another entrance on the second floor? You have to go up from the bottom, no?
ladder. You have a ladder access to it. Not ladder, I mean a staircase usually it was. An entrance, you can't have it. It says it says there's like this place is getting congested, too many people walking around. However, what's interesting, it says here, let's say you want to build another, I'm going to say another floor. We'll explain why in a minute, why I'm being careful, as opposed to adding another level. Is if you bring another, you build another room within it, back, or bone alia, build an attic al gabei beito on your house. So again, it's not an issue of the windows going to the chatzer, but and then when you do that, al gabei beito or potcho latoch or potcha latoch habayit, and the way to access that other floor has to be through your house. There's still only one entrance to the house, so nothing's, in other words, from the perspective of the people in the chatzer, nothing's changed. Now, the reason why I'm saying nothing's changed is because of that statement we did, that I sort of we mentioned that. Just before the Mishnah, that now applies to this point, because Natan Baruch Shai says becholeket beito. So what that means is you're not actually physically constructing another floor to the house. You just have, may have had high ceilings or whatever it is, and you sort of put a false floor, like another floor in between. So the volume of the house hasn't changed, and all you're doing is sort of what's it called? Partitioning a house, subdividing. That's the word. Subdividing a house, and other people can live there. So I'll just explain why that is. If you look at the Marafulda, says, since they're still going through the normal entrance, same entrance, only one access to that building, then it's not going to affect the Bnei Chatzer. Because you're adding more people. Now, what do you mean adding people? We just added, give him the ability to other people to live there. Says no, you haven't added anything to the structure of the house at all. That's why that line of the Gemara is very important. And that's why it applies here. All you did is subdivided the house. Because when it was the house as it is, you could have filled it up with many more people. Because in other words, it's a bit like, I don't know. You've got some people that's they turn their bottom floor into their house to a rental apartment. Okay, now. Let's assume it's going through, let's simplify the matter here. It's going through they're still going through the front door to get out. So we're not adding any extra entrances to make it like the Mishnah. In that situation, the people can't complain, oh, there's more people living here, because you could have had guests, if you liked, every week in that bottom floor that you're now renting out as an apartment. So you're not mar be'alav adirin per se, because of that, the house itself is still the same, has still the same volume. They're just subdividing. That's the way that important line of Rav Las, sorry, of Natan Baruch Shaya applies to this point. Let's continue. Lo yiftach adam lachatzer ha-shutafim. Someone should not open up to a shared courtyard. Petach can get petach ha-lachaton. An entrance, like we don't have petachim facing one another, or windows facing one another, doorways, windows facing one another. Again, privacy. It says even if there's a chazak, you should do that. Rather, you've got to sort of offset it. And again, mishum tzniut, not just privacy, it's also mishum tzniut. That's why the Marafulda explains it. So we say as follows. The Gemara says, "Aval poteach petach." However, if it's on the main road, I'm being careful here, but let's call it a main road like Rosh Hashanah, then people's windows can be opposite one another. People's doorways can be opposite one another, because in that situation, since it's on a main road anyway, people are very careful with the way they'll behave by their doorway and things like that, because it's not just they're worried about their neighbors seeing them, they're worried about the whole street seeing them. Hayakatono, it says, I skipped a bit, sorry, let's go back. It says, like we said, hayakaton, if it was small, you can't make it big. Gadol, ha'achad, if it was one, you can't make it two. Shnayim, however, if it's in Rosh Hashanah, if it was small, you can make it big. Kolon ose gadol. Acharos nine, but one you can make it two. Okay, let's continue. So Gemara says, "Hachat amar petach keneged petach mutar, hachat amar petach keneged asur." So what's the kasha here? So the Marafulda explains, "Duke of the Reish of a Sefer, try midayek," because on the one extreme we talked about Rosh Yachid in a shared, oh, I should not say Rosh Yachid, but a shared chatzer. And on the other extreme we talked about a public domain. Public domain is a major main road. But there are rishuyot that are in between, which is a mavoi. So what it's mavoi is what we call like an alleyway. So the Gemara, which is most of our roads nowadays, have the status of a moi if you're constructing an eruv. So it says, "Diuka de reisha v'sefer makshe. De reisha mashma diuka b'chatzir is asur b'nei mavoi. You can do petach keneged petach or chalon keneged chalon. And the sefer diuk there's a rishasurami is mutar mashma yavoi is not." It says, "V'chen rabbi no keosef." That's a kasher on the Gemara. Sorry, on the Mishnah from the Gemara. So the Gemara says, "No, hada de tema mutar. That's with a mavoi." Vahadatema asur, that's bechatzah shutafik. So just to explain, I read about all this. Says, Madinta hachiktani. Lo yiftach adam, you shouldn't open a chatzah shutafim, petach keneged petach, aval mavoi, which is shuhu rishus harabim, then it's fine. In other words, don't be, in a delobe in a diuka rishus harabim gemura. When it says rishus harabim, you can have petach keneged petach, it doesn't mean the mash, 16 amot wide with 600,000 people walking through it. No, it just means any, let's call it public thoroughfare. Yeah, it doesn't have to be mamash rabim, but where people walk past. Since anyone's allowed to walk in an alleyway, mavoi, the shav or side street, let's call it that, is probably more accurate. That's why people aren't going to do such private things by their door. Because it's getting people worried. Therefore, that's why I can have a petach can I get petach. So that's the diuk. The first thing, not the diuk, that's the way you meant to understand the Mishnah. The word says, Ba'abal Rosh Hashanah. It doesn't mean Rosh Hashanah according to the Hilchos Shabbos definition of it. It just means a place where many people would be, including a Mavoi. That's the way he explained it. So, okay, then it says, Vahatani, Keshem Shebnei Chatzir Yachalim Limchot, Azer Alzer, Bechatzir, sorry, Kach Bnei Mavoi Yachalim Limchot, Azer Alzer Mavoi. So you see here that the Mavoi is Breite is now drawing a similarity between Mavoi and a Chatzer. That just as the Bnei Chatzer can object, so too the Bnei Avoi. So now we're saying, one second, well, the Teirutz in the Bav was saying a Mavoi is like Rosh Hashanah, so anything goes. Like window against window, door against door. And now we're saying that the Bnei Mavoi can object. So what's going on? Zamravla, kan b'shenatan reshut, kan b'shelo natan reshut. Ah, so when you've got a Mavoi, it's like a very interesting reshut now. Because it says, when he's given Rashut, I'll show you the Marfolda, Liftoach Petach Keneged Petach, then it's Mutar. Meaning, when it comes to Mavoi, if you get permission, you can do Petach Keneged Petach. However, but when it says it's Asur, Shalonatan Rashut, we didn't allow you to do so. Velosh Nachatzer O Mavoi Dinam Shavim Bazeh. Meaning, if you don't get Rashut, you can't have Petach Keneged Petach. Padanan Chatzer Mishum Dechatzer Afilot Han Rashut Lo Manya. Meaning, when it comes to a chatzir, the difference of the chatzir is even if you got reshut, still we say you cannot have petach, gonna get petach. Okay? So there's like three levels now we're basically learning from the Gemara. Reshus harabim, anything goes. Reshus hayachid, no matter what, you cannot have a petach, gonna get petach. I don't care if you ask permission. Mavoi, it depends. If you ask permission, yeah, it's okay. If you didn't ask, if you didn't give a reshut, then you can't have petach, gonna get petach. Okay. Fine. Let's continue. So Amrav Yochanan, Shnia Beganot, Shnitna Lechafira. So what's this referring to? So again, Rav Fulda says that there is a Mefarish Hadatnan Chatzer Lafuke Ginot. In a different perushim here. But he was saying, when it says, again, we said that you can, in a Chatzer, you can have Petach, can I get Petach? What's it coming to Mamad? And our kashu was, it seems, is it Mamad of Avoy? But what about the Sadr Rosh Hashanah? Seems to also be Mamad of Avoy. We've got a Stira. We had the solutions for that. Now what we're trying to say is what it's come to mind is a gina. Okay, a gina is a different. Again, we explained already before earlier in this year that while it's a place that people use, it doesn't have the same frequency of use like a chatzer, so it could be treated differently. So it sounds like petach can make it. Petach is a problem with and is sorry, a problem with chatzer, but it sounds like not a gina. So the Gemara then continues. Amrav, why? Because it's lachafira. So lachafira means it's given for like digging and agriculture and not for dwelling. So Gemara says, Ara nasa b'charavot lo nitnu lahibanot. That's, again, different parashim. The Rav for the reason of Petmiah. Meaning the fact you're saying petach keneged petach is allowed in a gina must mean that must be some sort of structure in there, which would be a churva, some sort of ruin. But says, but one second, so you're saying you could do the petach neged the petach of this churva. That's what you're saying? But one second. Mashmashin na aval. Sounds like you could do against that. The time of the Rabbi Yochanan begin not af keneged churva asur. So, it's, but the kashu is saying, but who says this Hura won't end up being rebuilt or salvaged or however you want to say it, to be constructed, so therefore that he finds this position difficult. Okay, Amri V'achol Baracha says, Tani Taman, HaPoteach Chalon B'Kotel Chatzerot B'Ma'amad Chaviro. If someone opens up a window onto the chatzar of his friend, now this is one he can normally object to, and the friend is there. B'Ma'amad Chaviro is there, but within Arba Amot, it says, Poteach B'Smol No'el B'Yamin, which means, as you're opening it, you've got to close it up after. So in other words, it's going to be, you cannot have this window open if you have to do some sort of access. It's got to be a temporary thing altogether. Gemara says, Hagabatz, what are you talking about? Shayo Mecham. You did the whole case. You're saying is that the neighbor is there witnessing the whole thing and not saying anything. Doesn't that, isn't like, basically, if he's not objecting, isn't like effectively giving reshut? So he says, Yachol Meimar Le Havinu Bayit Lai. Oh, Havinu Bayit Lai. Like, there's two ways where you can explain this. But the Marafulda says that he can say, which is Bitmiyah, V'chi ha'iti rotzeh litroach b'si'acha. Did I want to, if you like, help you? And it's different explanations, but the gist of it is, of all these different explanations, how we explain these words, is that his simply being there and observing doesn't imply his consent. He's happy with him doing it. Okay? Either, well, did I help you make it, or I just another, I think the Pei Moshe says, I wanted to see you sweat for no reason, whatever. Just observing the handiwork doesn't necessarily imply that he is consenting to it being there. The Gemara says, it continues. What happens, Hayamushit? What happens though if this neighbor starts handing him some pebbles? The pebbles there are to sort of fix the structure somewhat. Again, Yachalu Meimar says, Gach megachet chavinu bay gavra. Megach is like making fun or laughing at. So again, the Marafulda says, Megachi chavinu b'hai gavra means mitzachek hayiti b'cha. Mashi said, the fact that I've insisted you, I was just joking. Shtalal dat kad, you really think ki ilu machalti, that you think that I gave up? But man, no machalti. So even he is being complicit, not complicit, like assisting him somewhat, oh, you want some pebbles here? Take some pebbles. Doesn't imply that he gives it absolute permission. So if you wanted to have the permission, you have to ask for it. Just his presence or even assistance, we see for the Gemara, could always be explained away as not being genuine consent. Let's just do it more. Get to the Gemara, the Mishnah. So hayu chamisha ptachim ze lifnim mizeh. So you've got five different entrances. All the petachs are one behind the other, and the shiur is kulam kemolo makdeach. So just to explain this, it takes us to the concept of tumata met. Now, tumata met, meaning tuma emanating from actual corpse, as we know, spreads within a structure under the same roof. Let's put it that way. Now, it can also go between rooms if there's a what's called a poteach tefach, a hole that's a tefach by tefach wide. Okay, so it can spread between rooms. If it's like a pinhole, it can't go through. If, however, it's kemol machteach, which is like the size of a particular coin, like literally machteach is a drill, and that drill is made for light, then it can go through that as well. Okay, that's what's kemol. Now, what it's saying, you've got five petachim, five entrance doors. If you like to have this machteach through them, it can go from room to room. Lavieta tuma. Okay. Now, why it's saying five entrances? I'll just show you here. The Marafulta says, "Shiru kol nekavim labi tuma la labayit kemol machteach." You can bring like in. The two might make him go through it. Despite the fact it's got five ptachim, you think, what the benefit is? A little hole. No, we can still say that hole size is, it's designed, that hole is for light. That's the chiddush, because that's to be for light for it to spread through. Now we're saying, v'dam. So this seems to assist what the benaim say, the builders say. Istiv, lo nase. So to explain, now istiv, there's a different version with istiv, it could be some sort of porch or something like that, different perushim here. However, it says, I'll read them the marafulda. There's afagav demashmish enos, despite the fact it might appear to be for that reason. Af we say that it's made for ore. In other words, if found another context, you might think, what benefit is it for light if it's five tachim in or in this very shaded type of covering or whatever the area is? Nonetheless, we still view this as being for light. So, and it says, let's continue. And mikimen she'im lachazaka ein babeitetuma. What's that even mean? So here the Marafulda says, "Hainu siu de milf." This is assisting the point. De'i lav le'ora. If it wasn't done for lighting, then ein lo chazaka. Okay, because we said if it is for light, then you get a chazak. If you remember, we discussed this last year, and even at a small hole, we said that if it was done for light, you can't build against it. So yesh lo chazaka. And if it's not done for light, ain lo chazaka, the person will be able to build a wall against it. It's a small hole in the wall. Okay, so kedet. Now, v'lama tani shiur kulam kalomachteach le'inyan tuma v'hu pachot mitefach. Now, why is it saying the shiur kulam is a makdeach? This drill, which is less than a tefach, elavada, it must be that it's asui le'ora, must be for light. Ve'amar Shmuel le'ora b'kol shehu hu chazaka. And we said, Shmuel said it before, he said if it was done for a kol shehu, then it's a chazaka. So this is kind of like a proof here, if you like, the two go together, that the shiur, if it's small, makdeach, it's very difficult, the mefarshim sort of grapple with exactly what's associated with it, with chazaka and tumah. But that, again, that if only if it's made for aura, if you like, then you have a chazaka on it if it's that small. So if it has a chazaka, then made la'ora, and then la'ora, as we said, that and then it would be that shear was said, the same shear la'ora would also be able to maybe a tatuma. Okay? So that's how it's somewhat the siwa, that it was made davka, if you like, la'ora, because it's only la'ora would you be able to maybe a tatuma. Because again, la'ora is a shear that you need to get a chazaka. I'm not exactly sure how to, we're chicken and egging here how this works, but that's effectively though it sounds like from the straight from the parish. Okay, said it. We'll continue.
There are many houses, but the little bit older houses in Florida that have that. That's the first time I saw that. They have a hole cut out in the roof, yeah, so that the sun can shine down into, and it's a tube. And it's interesting, the tube is angled. It's not straight down. If you would put an egg or something underneath that, because it's glass, it would like fry it probably. So what they have is they have the tube coming down and then move sideways and then again down.
Wow.
Like an S, almost like an S. You understand what I'm saying?
But you're saying it's very thin. It's not like a normal skylight. You're saying a very thin.
It's like 10 centimeters diameter.
Oh,
It's
wow. Okay.
round.
And it's very
And they
bright.
use that for light. They usually have that on rooms that don't have any windows. Like in the center of the house, if you have a room that does not have a window, right?
Because in the house of Australia, you have what's called skylights. Like, you know, there's like a holiday. Yeah, but that's.
Yeah, I know what a skylight is. We had a
But you're
house with
saying
a
this is like, this is
skylight.
much like a small, like a pipe.
Yeah, like a tube. You
Cool.
know, like picture an air conditioning duct. You know, like those silver ducts from the air conditioning, exactly like that. But what I found very interesting is that it's in shape of an S, so that the sun does not become, in Florida, the sun is very strong, just like in
It's coming
Israel,
out
I
here, so
guess.
it protects from a heat somewhat. Interesting. So it reflects the rays, but not doesn't radiate
And
as
it
much.
gives off
Okay,
a lot of
clever.
light. It gives off a lot of light.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
All right, Shkoyach, thank you.
Have a good day.